Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now to find out what voters are saying across a huge swath of the state, we speak to WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis. She's in our studio in Boston after being out over the weekend. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us where your travels took you.
Oh, I went over to Worcester and Fitchburg, then up to Lowell and Lawrence, and down to New Bedford, talking to people along the way.
And what's the sense you got from people in all of those communities?
Bob, I was overwhelmed by the frustration and anger that voters are feeling, and the confusion, too. People are working more than they used to or struggling with unemployment, taxes are higher, and they feel insecure. They also say this is an important election, but the candidates aren't up for the job. Listen to Frances Thies. She was watching her grandson play football in Shrewsbury. She usually votes Democratic, but here's her feeling about the candidates.
Not confident. They don't instill any confidence in you. I couldn't tell you who I'm going to vote for. Yep.
And I heard something similar from folks who lean Republican. I found Mark Suter watching his daughter play soccer in Andover. His wife has been out of work since April, but he's not taking any comfort from this election.
I've been unimpressed with Governor Patrick's performance, below average at best. I think the Republicans have fielded a rather weak candidate in Charlie Baker. Nothing he said that's really just wowed me or said, yeah, this is going to be the change we need.
Bob, he plans to leave the governor's slot blank, but feels eager to vote in local elections.
Bianca, we've heard a lot this morning already about the varied level of enthusiasm from voters who are actually with the candidates this weekend. But what did you hear from people who called themselves supporters of Deval Patrick and Charlie Baker in these communities that did not get a campaign visit?
Well, Patrick supporters were certainly less excited about it than folks voting for Baker. They almost sounded apologetic or like he was the lesser of two evils. Listen to Sandra Diaz. She's a single mom and works as a nurse's assistant. I met her at a laundromat in Worcester.
I feel like the Democrat is not doing it for us in the Republican. If they come in, they're going to probably end up screwing us more anyways. I'm not happy with either.
But there are voters who think Patrick has done a good job, especially considering the situation. And they say they believe in the same things he does, that government can help in times of a recession. Listen to Paula Aiello. She's from Shrewsbury, and she says that she's worried about Charlie Baker's plan to cut taxes.
Well, I think people need to be realistic. Until we can get the jobs in the state that we need to get, I don't think we can cut taxes. I think we need those taxes to support public ventures, police, fire, schools. So you start cutting taxes back to the levels they were at, you're going to start losing some of those things.
So instead of being frustrated with the candidates, she's actually frustrated with her fellow voters.
And what about Baker supporters, Bianca?
Well, what struck me is that they tend to be more excited to vote against Patrick than they are to vote for Baker. Take the sales tax. Many voters are livid about the sales tax increase during Patrick's term from 5 to 6.5%. Here's Robert Dieters. He's also from Shrewsbury. He says small businesses create jobs, not the government.
Businesses do. Small businesses. You have to decrease the regulation, decrease the taxes. Put it back in the hands of people who create jobs.
Exactly.
Not keep raising taxes. It's just
not sustainable.
But a lot of voters are really confused by this battle of ideas and about what the role of government should be in this economy. I met Michelle Natale from New Bedford in the parking lot of a grocery store.
The way that things have been going for the past few years, it can't continue. And if it does, we're just going to get worse. And the economy is going to get worse. So I think if we don't pick the right person, it's going to be an issue. But the way that they present things, you have a hard time deciding.
Natalie says she's yearning for help from an unbiased guide to understand and sort out the different positions the candidates have taken on the economy and on job creation and taxes.
Well, we might be able to help her out and other folks out on that score, as we've created a webpage at WBUR.org, our website, dedicated to comparing all the four candidates' positions on jobs, health care, immigration, and education in the governor's race. Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thanks a lot for joining us.
It was my pleasure, Bob.
That is Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, who spent the weekend talking to voters.